Hi, friend. I'm so happy to have you here today. I am airing a episode from my friend, Kate, who actually had her own podcast. Now she has four kiddos, so she stepped away from that for a time. But she and her husband hosted Revive, which was an incredible podcast that I suggest you go check out and look at some of the episodes. But this is actually one she recorded for her podcast. And I'm so grateful and honored. She's a really good friend of mine in real life. And we've been friends for a while. And she's just such a woman of faith. And I just love her attitude and outlook. She's so spiritual. And I really believe these mom affirmations are going to touch your heart. You will be hearing from Kate more, and I'm calling this a dose of sunshine with Kate, because she is truly a ray of sunshine in my life and in the lives of others. So I hope you enjoy this special episode, and let's dive into the affirmations, friend.
I am the best mom for my children. I was born to be their mom. I am important in the lives of my children. My vocation is a pathway for holiness. I choose joy. I choose peace. I am learning. I love God, myself, and my family well. I trust God to care for me and my family. I offer each moment as a prayer. I am not alone. My children are a gift. I am grateful for this life I get to live. When I serve my family, I am serving God. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am secure. I can find all I need in Jesus. I choose to acknowledge my goodness and the goodness of others. I do not need to be like others. I am me. I am a good listener. I take time to pray and connect with God as I go through the day. I need God even more than rest. I can be tired and be okay. I do what I should when I should do it. People are more important to me than things. I don't need to finish everything on my to-do list. I try my best. I am enough. I celebrate my family's victories. I am not afraid to make changes. I allow myself to have fun. I like learning new things. It is okay to take time to care for me. I am good at finding the positives in life. I love hearing my children's voices. I love talking to my children. I can think clearly and act calmly. I am the primary educator of my children. I love my husband with a love that is faithful, free, total, and fruitful. I am a good homemaker. I guard my mind and heart in the hearts of my children. I eat well. I take time to enjoy the simple pleasures of life with my kids. I get fresh air and sunshine. I do what I can to help myself and family be healthy and let go of things I can't control. I have what I need for today. I am a happy person. I am dependable. I work hard. I can laugh at myself. I like to play. I am creative and resourceful. I am a good steward. I can keep a budget. I am a gracious and effective communicator. I slow down when I get too busy. I prioritize well. I am a calm mother. I have a perfect and loving mom in heaven. I like being a girl. I am flexible. I set boundaries for myself and my children. I count my blessings. I give myself grace and mercy. I give my husband and children grace and mercy. I choose words that speak life and truth. I do not know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. Without struggle, there is no progress. I am comfortable in my own skin. I am a good host. I am honest. I don't need to be perfect or have my house perfect to have others over. I can say no. I am good at a lot of things. I am not good at some things, but that is okay. I look at life's crosses as opportunities. I say yes to God's will. I pray for grace to see myself, my life, and others the way He does. I am caring. I can do two things at once, but I'm good at knowing when I need to just do one thing at a time. I choose not to compare myself to others. When I struggle or make a mistake, I pause, breathe, ask God for help, and begin anew. I do not give up. I am hopeful about the future. I delight in motherhood and enjoy my vocation. I am irreplaceable, valuable, and needed. I allow God to work through me and to show me how to use the unique gifts He has given me. I encourage others. I am a gracious receiver and giver. I honor God with my body. I give thanks and praise God for His many blessings. I fill my mind with truth, goodness, and beauty. I entrust and consecrate my family to God. God has great plans for my children. I let go of what I need to let go of and hold on to what I need to hold on to. I know how to laugh. I see my suffering as an opportunity to become a better person and become even more blessed. I am quick to forgive. God loves my children even more than I can, and He wants what is best for them. I call on the saints to be my ever-present friends and intercede for me. I make choices that help me be a better version of myself. I allow God to use my mistakes and failures to sanctify me and help me become more like Him. I am open to life. I am open to love. I am open to God. God doesn't call the equipped, He equips the called. I chose my vocation, and I choose to embrace it. I believe the church is here to help me succeed. I want to be a happy, healthy, and holy person. It is normal to have hard days. It is okay to ask for help. I can do this. I want to do this. I know who I am and whose I am. I strive to work for the true good of my husband and children. I seek friendships that help me become who God made me to be. I am a good friend. I am growing into a virtuous woman. When I don't know what to do, I am good at prayerfully researching and seeking good counsel. I have a teachable, trusting heart. I like trying new things. I am smart and successful. God sees me and who I am and all I do, and He is proud of me. As a woman, I possess a deep strength. I am intelligent. Things are going exactly as they should. Everything happens for a reason. I am capable of handling things well. I can do hard things. I do not need the approval of others. I am secure in Christ and want to please Him. I take my concerns and worries to God. I trust He is in control and will show me what to do. I am patient with myself and my family. I love my husband and I love being his wife. I play an important role, and so does my husband. I respect my husband and allow him the chance to provide, lead, and love me as Christ does the church. I give my whole life, mind, body, and soul to God, not holding anything back. I allow God to fill me when I feel empty. I am a beloved daughter of the King, and He withholds nothing good from me. God uses everything in my life for my good and the good of others. God will not let me down. I am a prayer warrior. I like myself. This day is a gift. I want what God wants today. I am renewed by God's presence to me in the sacraments. I love myself and my life. I was made on purpose for a purpose. I am pure. I appreciate and praise God for the gift of being able to bear and have children. I entrust the size of my family to God and make wise choices about it. I do not take what I have for granted. I live life abundantly and joyfully with a grateful heart. I am kind and compassionate toward others. I love when others share with me, and I love to share with them. There is no place I'd rather be. I choose to be right here, right now. I breathe in deep the peace of Christ. No one can take him from me. God is good and my life is good. I am a blessing. I am blessed.